This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The horn sound.
This is Catching Up with Coonan. Brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. Cut the cold and cost this winter when you lock in a low fixed rate from G&G. It's that simple.
Let's talk to Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. Steve Coonan, man, hope you are doing well. It's been a couple of weeks. Obviously, you had business going on, but it is good to have you on the show and back where you belong. And last night, the Hawks won. They're back on the road tonight against Philadelphia. But first and foremost, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm just enjoying life, the Masters. Hopefully, we get a win tonight, clinch the eighth position, and go into the play-in with momentum.
Right on, man. Just hoping that Trey can maybe take over a series. We were talking about, you know, his ability to get him in there a couple of years ago. It's tough without having, like, the true, you know, sort of Scottie Pippen to his Jordan, you know, the Robin to his Batman. We got guys. You know, we definitely have a great bench, Steve. But, I mean, do you still see this – do you still feel this team can make a run?
I do. I mean, you know, I hate to play the oldies, but this is where you really miss Jalen Johnson, to your point, right? You know, Batman and Robin.
Right.
You, arguably your best all-around player, in, you know, with defense is not playing. You're not at a great advantage, but anything can happen in the playoffs when the roster tightens and so does the sphincter.
Steve, for those who don't know, the play-in, can you explain just from our standpoint where we currently stand, what would it take for us to get into the playoffs and have a first-round series against either, you know, the Celtics or the Cavs as it looks right now?
I would be honored to. The play-in is entering its fourth year. The seventh-place team in the division, it used to be that the top eight made the playoffs. Now, to make it more interesting and make more teams, you know, competing, is that the seventh and eighth team play, the ninth and tenth team play. So we'll be in the seventh and eighth bracket, and we will play, hopefully, Orlando on the road on Tuesday night for the first play-in game. If we win, we automatically are in the playoffs, and we'll play Boston starting the following that weekend. If we stub our toe against Orlando, then we will host a home game against the winner of the 9 and 10 game on Thursday, next Thursday.
Right, so Bulls and Heat.
Correct. So you get the advantage of two swings of the bat, if you will, if you're seventh or eighth, and you have the disadvantage of win and in or lose and go home if you're 9 or 10. So hopefully, we can go down to Orlando, handle business, which we've done before this season. We've done this season. And have a great playoff with the Celtics, who seem to bring out the best in us.
Yeah.
But we beat Cleveland twice this year also. So
right. The thing is, and we're going to see the Magic, ironically, we're going to see them to wrap the season up. And then, as you said, we may have to go down to Orlando. We do struggle against their big guys. You know, Banchero 6'10", Wagner 6'10". We were talking earlier, and again, we're still, yes, as you said, the season is still not over. But in the offseason, I would think we'd like to get a little more size. It just seems like when we go up against really bigger athletic front courts, that sometimes creates some mismatches for us.
Yeah, I mean, we totally agree. You know, Okongwu's been playing incredibly well. You know, since the All-Star break, he's been really, really good, but he is only 6'8", and size does matter. So I think during the offseason, we need some big fellas down here in Atlanta.
It is Steve Kuhn and Hawks CEO. I want to get your opinion. The league has hit Ja Morant with a big fine, and I'm just curious, not to, you know, specifically put you on the spot about his celebrations, but just these celebrations, generally speaking, and what have you talked to the commissioner about, and what do they say in these meetings where they feel like some of this stuff is inappropriate, some isn't, some is? And Ja has gone from the gun-toting, pointing the gun at the bench to now a make-believe, you know, grenade that he's releasing into the crowd. And I'm using him because he's the latest to do this, but he's not the only one. Steve, what's the league, and what's said in these meetings?
Candidly, I've never seen anybody else really do this. I mean, he's almost reminds me of the Roadrunner and Coyote.
Right.
You know, what's next? And he had a quote last night that if somebody objects, he'll just come up with the next thing. I think what he's trying to say is that he's explosive. He's on fire. A lot of words. I think what he fails to understand is violence permeates our society. And we as a league do not want to have our game used to promote any kind of violence, even if it's a little cartoonish.
Right.
And I just think that I don't know what point he's trying to make. I truly don't.
Yeah, there seems to be a maturity thing. There's a maturity thing in that locker room. I'm going to put words in your mouth. You're talking about another basketball team. Steve Kuhn is with us, guys. Hawks CEO here on the Wade Ford.
Oh, now you have to announce my name.
.com hotline. Steve is in no way endorsing the Ja Morant. He's a very immature athlete who's got to grow up. And that whole team, basically, Carl, is just a bunch of turds. But I'm sorry, Steve, your thoughts moving forward about this Masters tournament. Carl and I are just glued to the TV like anybody who plays golf, whether you're a hacker, you're really good at it. I mean, it goes without saying that, you know, the broadcast is just exquisite from CBS, but now what we're looking at with this leaderboard, it's setting up for what should be just I can't imagine it's not generating some big numbers TV-wise.
Oh, I think so. It's funny. I'm sitting here watching The Matrix, meaning I'm watching four screens at once. And today, I got an email very early this morning that said our building, 101 Marietta Street, lost water pressure. We'll all have to work remote today. And I was, oh, that is a shame. Let's call a plumber on Monday to come out and get that figured out. And I've enjoyed my ESPN Plus since literally 8:30 this morning. I've been watching because there's nothing better than the Masters on television.
No, there isn't.
Nothing better. Both the beauty, the you know, Justin Rose comes out of nowhere. Bryson, big beefy Bryson's not right. Beefy anymore. Rory messes up yesterday, comes back with an incredible 66 today. And then you've got my pick, Shane Lowry, who's in the mix. And Scottie Scheffler just had another bogey. So he's back where he ended yesterday.
Yeah,
he's 4 under. And the wind is picking up. And, you know, there's potentially some rain coming. So there's just nothing better than the Masters.
I bought
pimento cheese today.
You're ready.
You have to do it.
I'm ready, baby.
You have to do it. Steve, you know, a few years ago when we let Nate McMillan go and Quinn Snyder came on, I think it was 20 games, I believe, right, if I remember correctly.
Mm.
And everybody around the league was like, what are they doing? This isn't. And then, you know, this week we see Mike Malone get let go. I mean, the week of the start of the playoffs, basically, and, you know, what's going on in Memphis. And my point is sometimes we don't know what's going on inside these organizations. But how difficult are those decisions? Because Mike and I were kind of taken back with the Malone decision, but then we come to find out, you know, there were some things going on between the general manager and obviously the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, a team really doesn't have its politics, you know, public and worn on its sleeve. And I can't really talk about the Denver situation because I was as shocked as anybody else. It does seem odd, and it just seems like they felt they had to make a change prior to the playoffs. And, you know, with 3 games left, you usually don't see that happening. So I don't know. I mean, you saw in the NFL, some of these trends just kind of go from sport to sport, where the Jets fired a coach after 9 games. And, you know, it looks like not much is surprising anymore, but there are real politics inside of locker rooms and inside of organizations. And there's also performance and expectations, and somebody who appears to be doing a great job, you know, public facing, might not be doing what was agreed upon internally. So there's 1,000 different possibilities. I'm not going to speculate on them, but it does seem like it is a bit odd.
Steve Kuhn is with us, guys. He is the Hawks CEO, joins us here every week, and great to catch up. He's also a former TV executive. That's why we ask about, you know, TV shows and what they're doing. The LIV Golf thing is pretty funny. Carl and I were talking about LIV is on Fox now, and nobody even notices. The numbers are just, they're actually doing half the numbers that the Tomorrow's Golf League in the virtual setting down in Palm Beach was doing. So at some point, do you think the PGA has all the leverage in this? And I mean, and how do they leverage it to get the merger together?
I don't know. I think TV numbers are leveraged when you're talking about Saudi Arabia, who's willing to put in, you know, incredibly significant funds, because at the end of the day, it still is a business. Right. I surely would like to see it together. I hate seeing the best players in the world only 4 times a year.
Right.
You know, and it's been almost 2 years since they agreed June 6th of 2023 that they were going to find a way to come together. And they've used everybody from the president on to help negotiate. So I'm really not sure what's going on, but I think the game of golf is suffering because of that. The president of LIV Golf, who is the former president of the Philadelphia 76ers, said this weekend, "You can grade me. We're going head-to-head with the PGA." That was last weekend. Right. And they got beat by NBC running the Valero Open by, you know, 400%.
Right.
So I don't think his grade would be, they kind of probably look a little bit like mine in college, but that's another story for another day. There's no heat around LIV Golf. There's no understanding really what it is. They're playing, you know, sometimes in Australia, and the next week they're in Miami. And then, so I don't really understand what they're doing, but I think they're hurting the game in a really big way. I think the Masters, the beauty of the Masters is it's bigger than the game or the tours. But once this recedes, they'll go back to both struggling.
Yeah. Steve, you disappointed G-Day's not going to be on TV?
Yeah, but all it is an exhibition.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
But I remember the first time that, you know, when we were told to be down there in Athens by Kirby, and 92,000 of us were.
Right.
And I just think that, I think Nebraska and one other school, USC, said they weren't going to go do a spring football game because they didn't want other teams, you know, scouting for NIL. And I think that's just a real problem. And I think that might be one of the reasons we're not on TV, is that I think it's become – I was fortunate and got to go to sit with Kirby at a Hawks game this year and his family, and it was a lot of fun. But we were swapping stories because he manages professionals with much easier free agency than we do.
I mean, I knew that once, you know, we had the lawsuits that were out there, eventually this was going to happen. But we had a story today about Nico Iamaleava up there at Tennessee, and the story is he's not at their practice, and there's multiple reports saying that his camp is looking for $4 million, and he's not even like the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the SEC last year. It's just like the world's gone off its rocker.
Yeah, I mean, Dom Raiola committed to Georgia and then got an incredible offer from Nebraska.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Gone.
Right.
You know, I feel bad. How do you manage that? How do you plan for that? How do you compete with it? And the problem is this all could have been solved years ago. And as a longtime Georgia fan, let's never forget A.J. Green suspended 3 games for selling a jersey.
Yep. Right.
You know, and on and on and on.
Todd Gurley, yeah.
Yeah, Todd Gurley also. And they should have paid these kids, you know, some money, and none of this would have happened.
Yeah. Yep. And again, I always thought, because we used to have, Carl, we'd have these arguments, and we used to joke around, like, because folks felt like, oh, no, it's the amateurism of it. Amateurism of it. I mean, Steve, all you would have had to do is give, like, a tiny percentage of just the TV numbers alone, and everybody could have had 6 figures, and we'd all get on with our lives.
Again, fairness.
Right.
And now they're paying the price.
Yep.
And so I don't blame the athlete. I blame the institutions.
Great stuff. Steve Coonan, we will see what our Hawks do tonight against Philly.
Let's get a win tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go up for the play-ins, and then let's be there for the playoffs. We want spring basketball in Atlanta, and we need the fans' help. So please come out and help us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.